For one moment, just be careful. This isn't supposed to look like just
assault that. Okay, that. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Whatever. You see, I never get this. So what's the point? So if this is strap is, if this strap is supposed to go behind, I'm obviously doing this wrong. I'm obviously failing this, like, calling center, and like this, and then. Yeah, you know what this shit has to do now. Okay. Yes, so actually I just realized I don't have power. Let me just switch on here, otherwise you're gonna run out. Okay. So there's probably not much to talk about at the moment in terms of like talking about each other's stuff. I mean, beyond what we've been talking about yesterday. So what I've been thinking is maybe if we try to really make sense together of the XML format to be sure that we can all produce the data that we are producing in a way, or at least, I mean, I guess my data I'll probably load in from completely different way anyway because it's a matrix, but all the stuff that goes as annotation, that we have it in the right format. Maybe if we just sort of pool what we know about the XML format and try to make sense of it. And I don't at all know how to go about this. What I did just now is I downloaded... I downloaded some files, some XML files, and I was thinking if we maybe just should go through some of them and like try to see if we understand the general structure and pull together what we think about the structure, what we think the things mean, and then talk about how the annotation for information density and stuff should maybe be structured in a similar way. But I don't really have an idea like what otherwise what we would do today in this meeting. I mean, what's that part? Yes, so does anyone have a good idea where to start? Like which, what, so what is it we're talking about getting in at the moment? We're basically just, because the two of you will merge your data together, right? In some way, like in the end it'll result in one annotation. So the only thing we're trying to tie in is just an additional annotation which is similar to the annotation about what would it be most similar to? Simply to the segmentation information, or? Not sure. See, that's what I was thinking. Not sure what software I have at the moment. Which would be hello? Yeah. Does anyone know any good standard software that displays XML? I'm not sure. Yeah, but I'm afraid I only have Firefox, and Firefox doesn't have the nice XML viewer anymore. I think I don't have Mozilla. Yeah. I can probably just Emacs then. But going from a word business, wouldn't it be easy to then go back and calculate for each utterance? Oh, each turn, so if we. Yeah. Does anyone know in which file the actual, like, what's it called, the splitting into the utterances? Is it called, is that? What does it end with? Does it end with sex? Does that look like it? Okay. Nice. Let's actually just see if maybe K right. This is how much time you spend just getting the right software going. Is that better to see? I guess, yeah, white and black is better to see. Let's just see if I can view. Okay. So this what is this? I mean, this doesn't contain any content, like any text. Oh, wait, somebody explain that slowly to me. So. So what do all these things in this file have in common? What are they? No, but like, so they are segments. In what sense? Well, what's the definition of a segment then? Okay. And that's usually dialogue. What's the difference here between prominence, dialogue, accent, between segment? Are dialogue acts annotations of dialogue acts, or is that just another representation of text? Just see, can we have these files somewhere? So the stuff that's called segment here, that do we know which file this is pulling from? From, yeah, it's from Words XML. Is that what it's saying here? Let me see if I have that Words XML file. So let's, for example, look at. Let me just try to get them all to a different screen. Is that where we were? Shit. So I'm trying to arrange them so that we have one above the other, so to make some sense of that. So now here we had. Well, I'm just trying to understand what this segments file is about. Like it's referencing here, it's referencing to a certain position in the words file. So it's that non-vocal sound one here. That's the mic noise, okay. But what's does it always just, oh no, it's referencing to several word sounds. So this would be basically be a sequence, right? So that's from W52. Are they not ordered? Oh yeah, from W52 down to W, what are we talking about? And yeah, sorry. Okay, so this is somebody saying it doesn't. Do we have any confirmation? Do we actually see from this file who's doing it, just out of interest? Oh, sorry, in SpeakerD's file. So this is where it like time stops, and then it only starts at a later time because, sorry, you don't see when I'm pointing at the screen, I just realized. So then it starts here this time against SpeakerD because in between there's somebody else. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the file with annotations for information density, what would that be like? Would that be like the segments file giving a start word and an end word, or would that, how would that be to best tie in with the system? Sorry? Something like this, or like where you give sort of a reference to a beginning and an end position. Well, that would be in the same file, wouldn't it? It would just, couldn't we have a like, I guess we could introduce a different, well, if for now, if we just do something which for every segment in here attaches. Actually, can we not tie it to the segments file? Would that not be the way how they would want it to have to do us? If we, in the end, we want to attach to each of those segments one number for now. And those segments have, do they have an ID? Yeah, I guess they do. So this is the ID of a specific segment, right? Yeah, so wouldn't it, I mean, the problem is they even haven't looked at the exact inner workings of their engine yet, but you'd think that the easiest way, and the way that how it's intended to be, would be just, if we have here a link to the segment, like an ID for that segment, that we just create another file which links to the segment and then has an additional value, which is the number. Yeah, oh sorry, I thought you were talking about having two files. I was thinking, yeah, I think I understood wrong. I thought you were wanting to have two different XML files, with one the reference and one just the number. And I was thinking, that's probably what you meant, just having, like for each sort of our segments, having just the ID, which is referencing to these segments here, and another attribute, which is the value. So this whole information we would then store in this, that I don't have access to because I didn't download. Like there's this one meta information file where it describes the structure of all the files and describes which attributes they bring in. So we would add that to that file, saying that sort of we bring in information density, and then we would create a file of that type, which we probably couldn't call it segment. I'm not sure. We probably might have to have a different word for it. I'm not sure if there's any trouble with it repeating. In the existing segments file. Yeah, I reckon actually, if you make a copy of it. What are you saying about the? Doesn't the lazy loading apply to everything? I mean that it sort of dynamically loads.
Yes, but it has, you know, lazy. So for example, every time it loads the segment, you can't.
You think it loads the whole of the segments file every time? The segment at the moment is split up over. No, but I think it's too early to really like discuss that in detail because we don't at all understand at the moment how the internal data structure, like how the loading works. So maybe if we go ahead, do you think it would be possible for you to do an like something like segments, or maybe just a copy of segments which has an attribute for each segment, which is like with a value, with a density value. Would it be easier though, because all your methods are sort of not working with their whole time frame structure there? So would it be easy for you to tie the things together? Like if you're doing it on the word basis here with those words, that in the end you then tie it back in into the right segment here. I mean, you probably have to do a bit of.
Hmm.
You're doing it time-based at the moment. So this isn't directly having time references, but you can get that. Oh, it is actually here. Okay. So if you slice it up by time, you'd probably be able to just like attach like just some attribute of info val just to each of those segments. I don't understand enough about the data structures. It probably would be a lot easier would I really understand how they are handling the data internally. Because then then I could say, oh, it's easy to just tie it in if you just have a timestamp that's just referenced by words and stuff. But at the moment, so you're doing a word by word base. But every word, does the word picking, like, does it always have the same information value in your thing? Or does it depend on its position? Like, it depends on the position. And you're doing this via some software that's like external software, so you can't. So what if you get the results from that software and you go back over it then with that file, sort of you write an algorithm which then goes back, because they're in the right order still and stuff, right? So that shouldn't be a problem. But this is by speaker here, which makes it slightly more difficult. The problem is that actually Knight XML probably provides a lot of the tools that we'd need to do that. In a temporal sequence. But would the information density algorithm still make any sense if you split them up? Because I mean, I thought the whole thing is that you look at the frequency of a word in that specific, how often a word occurs in a certain topic versus how often it occurs over the whole corpus, and that from that it calculates. Yeah, I have a gut feeling it's not a good idea to split it. Yeah. No, but I mean, it can't be that difficult. If you already have, you have in the right order all the words with a score to them, and you have a file which has each word and a timestamp. So those two tied together have each word and its time and its value. Yeah. So they're at the moment, so
if the order stays the same, it's no problem at all to just write it back again. But if it's ordered by information gain, I don't know where the words come from, because it has a back of words.
It appears to me that Rainbow was made for something quite different.
Yeah,
Are you actually sure that Rainbow is doing a measure, like is returning a measure of what we are trying to measure? Because it seems to me that it's just, it sounds like something quite different in many aspects. And Yeah. Yeah. But where do you have the original category information from? Yeah. So where do you have them from at the moment, the split up? In the topics, in the human topic. So you've split them up by topic at the moment. Yeah, but okay. 'Cause I was just thinking that doesn't make sense at all. But yeah, if that's just while you're waiting, okay. Have you ever like looked into different ways of calculating? Because I was just thinking, like, I mean, the for example, the info what's it called? The entropy calculation. It's such a box standard simple calculation that you could probably write the script in no time at all. And yeah, but also it's just like I think that probably the entropy value at the moment for a word is closer to what we're at the moment looking for. I can sit together with you for 20 minutes and just show you the entropy code that I wrote for my other project, and it's probably, and we should work together because it's we'd use the same matrix as I'm using in my latent semantic analysis you'd use to calculate entropy scores, and then we'd have a score which would be the same for the word in each position. So in that sense, it's doing something a bit different. And like basically the score that I'm talking about is a conditional entropy score, which just checks how much information the fact that there's one word tells you about what would be the next word. But that's a relatively good measure of whether that's a very specific word, in which case they're usually words which tell you quite a lot, or a very general word which usually doesn't tell you quite a lot. It's basically the standard entropy formula, and you sort of you yes, and I mean I think the official sort of the official description of what it tells you is how much that like the fact that a given word occurs tells you about what's the next word's gonna be, which doesn't sound too exciting, but it just works out in the way that words which are promiscuous and which occur with everything all over the place have very low scores on that, and also usually end up being the words which are least like expressive and contain less information. Yeah, function words are just very general nouns, which probably like whatever, for example, the word computer in that context. You could imagine it to like be in all the contexts. Yeah, so we wouldn't do it by word. We would. Sorry. Okay. I was getting that actually. Sorry. I was getting that wrong. I was getting it from what I did in my project. Now, in this case, we would do it by per me words per meeting. So. Yes, it's probably doing quite the same thing in the end, but I'm just saying, like, with that thing you would easily have an algorithm which at the moment provides you for each word with a score which we can use. I was describing the wrong thing. In this case, we wouldn't be doing how much it tells you about another word. In this case, we would be doing, given that you know a word, how good is it at predicting from which specific topic that was. So that would, yeah, in a sense, it's the same thing here. Yeah, for a specific. Yeah. The same word, the word yesterday would have the same score all over the place. Okay. But your category thing depends on that we not just have topic segments, but also that these topic segments, we have them in categories. You did wouldn't you need several documents for each category? Or several segments for each category? Will it work without that at all? Yeah, I mean, so in our case, basically every topic would be its own category. And the question is, does the algorithm still make any sense in that? I don't understand the algorithm enough for that. But what I'm really like, because the entropy calculation is so simple, maybe we should look into making that score just as a preliminary score that we have. Like it's a very it gives you like I've looked at the result. It gives you basically something in the end which vaguely tells you just whether a word is a very specific word or a very general word. And I like there is some hope that probably having just sentences where there's lots of very specific words, if you mark them as being more interesting than the words which are only very general words, that they would get us somewhere. Probably 1.0 is very high information value. Yeah, because this would. Yeah, in a sense, I mean, this is a bit like the what like document frequency over total frequency measure. It's sort of just going by. What do you mean every sequence of the same? Within the topic, so like topic, we had to when you say topic, you mean like just like from a beginning to an end point, like within one meeting, there are several topics. But we don't have that information anywhere, do we? But also you're segmenting. Well, I'm doing one on segment similarity in the end. Yeah, I'm doing like finding similar segments based on latent semantic analysis. But like for now, like your segmentation is just splitting a meeting up into different blocks. Not from what Colin is doing, from what I know. It's only that I'm writing an algorithm with it, which then tries to also, again, based on word occurrence patterns, try to link together maybe different ones of those. So. So that yeah, I'm also a bit like I'm not 100% sure about Rainbow being the right thing, because it seems that Rainbow does in its structure quite rely on having different examples of the same category, sort of in a way. You know what? As a byproduct of my LSA, I'll provide a vocabulary, like sort of a dictionary, which for each word gives an entropy score, which just tells you of how much information the presence of a word tells you about which topic it is, not which category. Like I'm not lumping together separate topic segments into categories, but just like how much this word tells you about how likely that the occurrence of that word makes it that it's a specific segment. Topic segment, which is some measure already of how widespread this word is versus how specific to a certain segment that is. And I'll just provide that because that's just not much more work than just the usual thing. And then we can see how we can tie that in with the other stuff. So if you keep on working on Rainbow meanwhile and try to find a way how to tie your Rainbow stuff into some way that we can attach it to a certain time segment. I'm just thinking, if is each word completely unique? Like, sort of, does it treat each word, each occurrence of word, as a completely unique event, or does it? I mean, no, it has to. I mean, basically, the form of the word is important, right? We can't just replace the word by an arbitrary string. Because it looks if the same word occurs again and stuff. Yeah, it has to work with. Yeah, I think it's a stupid question. Like, it has to work on the word. Like, on. What I was thinking is whether if we replace the word by something uniquely identifiable, then it wouldn't make a difference which order it is. But that wouldn't work because it needs the word, because that's all it's working on. It's the word, and it looks if that word occurs again and versus how often that word occurs in other contexts, right? So we can't attach some type of information to the word, just to the word string itself, like making an underscore and making the time or something. That wouldn't work. But would it have that in the untruncated version then? Like, would the output be the untruncated version? It would probably no, I don't think it would. Yeah, for now, I mean, really just like, yeah, I think if we work together on an entropy-based score, it's, let me see if I can demonstrate. I mean, let's just keep on talking meanwhile, and I'll try to start that up. It's really a very simple thing, but it basically just does something which tells you how specific a word is. In a sense, it's basically just to a high degree really telling you how rare a word is or how common a word is. But as the first step, that's probably for a prototype for next week, that's probably not a bad thing. I mean, even if it's just that, even if you just like, if you have segments where lots of rare words occur, highlighted in darker red than segments where all the very common words occur, that's just that's somewhere to start from. And it's a bit more sophisticated than that, but then de facto it just ends up doing that mostly from what I figured out. Actually, I think I'm not gonna start that now because it's probably gonna take too long. So if we get it on a word by word basis, whatever you do, it'll probably be on a word by word basis, and what you have is on a sort of segment but not quite segment base. Okay, what about the following model? I mean, this is a very unscientific way of doing it in some sense, but what if we take time as the standard unit for now and sort of like make a massive 1 second split super array, because everything you're doing can in one way or the other be tied down to actual time. So if for each 1 second time slot we could attach a value, and then it would be easy to then go back when if we have the time marks here and remap that onto the length of a segment. You know what I mean? So if you have for each word, say, and we know that word starts at this second and ends at that second, and you have for like for some time period the overlap in that period and the F1s in that period or something, so you also have a value which can be tied down to a time. And then we could just in MATLAB or in something just create some massive super array of things for each like sort of time sampling slot and calculate a value for this, and once we have this array we can go with the script and sort of go for each segment to the starting and end times and say, okay, this is from our time segment here to this time segment there, so we take the sum of those and divide them by the number or something, create the average and put it in as the value for the segment. You know what I mean? That's a fiddling play in the end, but that problem we'll always have because we don't have a useful way of automatically evaluating. We don't have a way of usefully evaluating automatically what's good and what's bad. So it's probably always going to be a question of looking at it and saying, okay, like running it with different factor loadings and saying, okay, this way it works this well, this way it works that well. But it would probably be more difficult for map to map for you to map it on. So for you, sort of eat. Yeah, but so you say that in like you basically say having an array where each cell is one like is one word, the thing, and then you would map your information onto individual words. Would you be able to find out which word that is? Okay, and then we could have like some type of just point in the end where the one scores from all the individual word cells get multiplied all with like for each utterance or whatever you have get all multiplied with the same value, all the ones that are within that utterance, that's sort of the combination of the two scores. And then we'd have to go back again and then put that back into that segment mode here. So that we, because in the end we don't want it on a per word basis but probably on a per segment basis. Oh yeah, actually that's true. So that it's easier if you are able to. Yeah, well, I think that's probably back where we started at this. But you said it's even more complicated because your segments aren't those segments exactly.
Yeah,
And their segments do overlap. Those two or those don't? Okay, so you could on their granularity, you could on their granularity create a score, like for each of their segments. Well, I guess, I mean, for you, if you know for each word, if you find that out, then it has to be possible, because if you know sort of this is going from word to word, or if this is going from time to time, and then there has to be a way then for you to say, okay, this concerns these following words, and then just make a simple mean over them. I think an interesting thing is if we don't combine your two scores in the XML file yet, but if we do that in the software, then we can probably make ways of playing with it in the software and sort of, you know, like adapting some sort of control, like playing around with looking like displaying the different weightings for the utterance based one versus the word based one, and sort of look at it dynamically. You know what I mean? Like playing around, sort of figuring out what's the best way of combining them by playing around and looking at the results. Yeah, we could probably like make a graphical display initially, at least for our experimenting, which displays them in different ways, and then see how they interact with each other. Okay, yeah. So do you think like both of you then can map something onto their segments? Like just each of you provide one value, like double value or whatever, like one decimal value or whatever, onto exactly their segments. It's stated both in, it's done both in terms of words and in terms of seconds. It's a bit sad sort of that we do this before we've truly figured out how the Night XML thing works, because now we're doing it all by hand, and like parsing and unparsing that thing, and it's all part of the framework. How much easier would it be if we truly understood this? So I might just change my order of in which I do things and like forget my latent semantic analysis stuff until the weekend and try to really make sense of the Night data system now, so that maybe as soon as I've understood that, we find ways of doing that within the Night framework already, so that we don't manually have to parse times and tie things together. Well, at the moment, what you would do like to solve this problem is you would sort of like write some Perl script or something that gets this time value out of here and. Okay. So provided that you get your words in the right order, do you think it is an easy task for you, or it's a relatively feasible task for you to get just a single value per segment? Okay. And you say you think you're able as well to map onto those segments. And if you're both able to map into those segments, then we should be able to get one file where we have like whatever two values, value A and value B, both as attributes for this. And that we could load into a prototype and see what types of what ways of displaying this information are there.
So once we get the
there's probably also social interaction factors in that there's sometimes just a meeting, like if people adapt their F-Zeros to each other, then there's sometimes. Can you not do something like just like not measuring the F0, the absolute at all, but just like the variance of F0 within a certain time frame, and like sort of like just have some parts where it's very low variance, where they're more or less talking about the same F0, and one where there's a lot of more variance? I don't, well actually, I don't know about that at all. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So at the moment you're measuring the F0s relative to the average for the speaker, or? So the average. Okay. So what you would be feeding in would be just like one value per speaker per meeting, so that that's your average baseline. Okay no, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, so that would show you how much relative to how he's performing generally in that meeting relative to that, how he's in a specific segment, he or she. Yeah, and for you that would be quite easy to translate into those segments. Yeah, I guess I've asked this question 15 times now. Sorry. Oh, they do exist. The Castrati Core of the International Computer Science Institute. Well, I'm afraid I have to go soon. But I'm not quite sure, I mean, is there anything more we have to talk about anyway? Yeah, see, as soon as I'm halfway through my LSA, like basically as soon as I have the matrix built of the document by word stuff, it's very easy to then calculate for each word a score, and I can just give you those scores and you can do with them whatever you want. Yeah, I think Colin, Dave and me will actually work on the Java stuff in it, and we'll just see whatever you supply us, we'll try to tie in and visualize in some way or another. I'll ask Jonathan if we can postpone the meeting to 1 o'clock. So that would give us a chance of meeting for an hour before that to discuss the questions that we had. Yeah, I haven't gotten like sort of my confirmation that Wednesday is fine. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to expect a confirmation for my confirmation from him now, or, but I'll just email him again and ask him if we can maybe make it. One, sorry, we said 12, and I'm asking if we can make one. This is a bit frustrating at the moment, this project, isn't it? It's like difficult to get to the point where you understand enough to really feel that. I don't know, I'm not feeling that I'm really working at the moment. I'm more just trying to make sense of everything. And it's a bit too far into the meeting for that, into the project for that. Hmm. I guess as soon as we have a framework in the type of the prototype, where like sort of each of us can tie in their stuff and see what it how it looks like and how it performs, you know, that probably makes it a lot easier then. But it's sort of it's a bootstrapping problem. Like for the prototype, we need some type of data, but to develop the data, it would be a lot easier to have the prototype. Anyway, I gotta go. Yes, but if it's in a form which is easy to read in at the moment, that would be fine. Sort of like if basically if we have something like this segments file, but for each of you, like just have one attribute. I think it's really easy if we don't merge them beforehand, but if we let them, if we combine them in the prototype or don't at the moment, because then we can easily display them individually, contrast them to each other, and play around with how to combine them. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and I mean computationally multiplying two integers or doubles or whatever shouldn't be the thing that slows us down. Yeah. All right.